Hi, I'm Mikkel Happy Worthington, and I'm in 7th grade, and I'm 12.
Hello, I'm Jaden Prairie, and I'm also in the 7th grade, and I'm 13. Elizabeth Jean Wanamaker-Pradovich was born on July 4th, 1911, in Petersburg, Alaska. She was a member of the Raven Moiti of the Tlingit Nation. She grew up in Petersburg and Ketchikan. She attended Sheldon Jackson College in Sitka and the Western College of Education, now known as the Western Washington University in Bellingham, Washington. On December 15, 1931, Elizabeth married Roy Pradovich. Roy was also Tlingit. They lived in Kuwak, where Roy was elected to 4 terms as mayor. In 1941, they moved to Juneau, hoping to find more opportunities for work in their children. What they found was extreme discrimination against Natives. They found it difficult to find housing, and they were surrounded by signs banning Natives' entry to public facilities. It was common to see signs that read, "No dogs or Natives allowed." They were horrified by the discrimination that the whites were showing the Native people. Roy continued to participate in territorial government while in Juneau. Both Elizabeth and Roy were very active members of Native groups. Roy was the grand president of the Alaska Native Brotherhood, AND, for many years, and Elizabeth for the Alaska Native Sisterhood, ANS. In these roles, they petitioned the territorial governor, Ernest Gruning, to ban the "No Natives Allowed" signs at public accommodations in Juneau and elsewhere. In 1945, Governor Gruning, Congressional Representative Anthony J. Diamond, and Mayor Edward Anderson of Nome helped introduce legislation for equal rights of Native people. The anti-discrimination bill passed quickly through the House in a vote of 19-5. It was not until it reached the Senate that opposition arose. Senator Alan Shattuck began by stating the races should be kept further apart. "Who are these people, barely out of savagery, who want to associate us with whites, with 5,000 years of record civilization behind us?" Senator Frank Whaley did not want to sit next to an Eskimo in a theater because they smelled. Senator Collins spoke in opposition as well, stating that Eskimos are proud of their origins and are aware that harm comes from them to mixing with whites. "It is the mixed who is not accepted by either race that caused the trouble. I believe in racial pride and do not think this bill will do other than arouse bitterness."
As the discussion became more and more heated, Elizabeth Pradovich held her composure and listened to the opposition. Roy Pradovich, as AND Grand President, was invited to speak his views of the bill, as Senator Walker stated, "Only Indians can know how it feels to be discriminated against." Roy responded by saying, "Either you are for discrimination or you are against it accordingly as you vote in this bill." Following Roy's testimony, anyone present was given the opportunity to speak. Elizabeth calmly rose and gave testimony to the mostly white and predominantly male legislators. She spoke, "I would not have expected that I, who am barely out of savagery, would have to remind gentlemen with 5,000 years of recorded civilization behind them of our Bill of Rights." She continued to give a well-worded, intense idea of the discrimination that the Native people endured daily. She told the assembly that "the finest of our race has been forced to associate with white trash." A silence set in the crowded hall. Her rebuttal to Senator Shattuck's question to her if she thought the proposed bill would eliminate discrimination was, "So laws against larceny and even murder prevent these crimes? No law will eliminate crimes, but at least you legislators can assert to the world that you recognize the evil of the present situation and speak your intent to help us overcome discrimination." When she finished, a rousing applause came from the crowd in the Senate. On February 8, 1945, the Senate passed the Anti-Discrimination Bill 11-5. Elizabeth began a new era in Alaskan racial relations. The bill was signed into law by Governor Gruning nearly 20 years before the U.S. Congress passed the Civil Rights Act of 1964. Elizabeth passed away December 1, 1958. On February 1998, the Alaska legislature established February 16th, the date in 1945 on which the Anti-Discrimination Act was signed, as Elizabeth Pradovich Day, in order to honor her contributions for her courageous, unceasing efforts to eliminate discrimination and bring about equal rights in Alaska. Thank you.